We are taking the fight to Donald Trump. I've sued him 3 times just this week.
In response to numerous unpopular moves by the Trump administration, Attorney General William Tong and other elected officials joined residents in Stanford at the Hands Off rally to protest actions taken by President Trump and Elon Musk. This rally was one of many that happened in Connecticut and across the country this past weekend. Congressman Jim Himes was in attendance and said that protests like these are necessary to effect change.
When the people start saying we're not going to tolerate this anymore, that's when the White House starts getting the message that they've got to, at a minimum, abide by the law and, you know, not run this clown car that they've been running for the last 3 months.
Representative Himes was not the only elected official present with strong words for the administration. State Representative Matt Blumenthal did not mince words in his description of the president's performance so far.
This administration is attacking people in Connecticut and across the country. It's causing real damage to real people's lives. It's nihilistic, it's stupid, it's destructive, it's illegal, and it needs to stop.
In addition to the actions already taken by his administration, President Trump has also implied on multiple occasions that he may run for a third term, which is forbidden by the 22nd Amendment and has not been done since Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1941. It would not be the first time, however, that the president has defied Democratic norms, and Representative Himes implied that if the president should continue to do so, the rally this past weekend may be the first of many.
God forbid if the president openly defies a court and says, I'm not going to abide by the checking authority of the court. We're going to need to talk about things like civil disobedience and demonstrations and things that we've never had to contemplate in this country because every other president has respected Democratic norms.
Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency were also targets of the protesters. DOGE has made large cuts already to numerous healthcare, education, and veterans programs across the country. And with the promise of more to come, Representative Blumenthal pledged to also take legislative action to support the numerous lawsuits that have been filed in an attempt to stop them.
We need to give him every ounce of support we can from the legislature, whether it's through an expanded and strengthened trust act or additional protections for reproductive rights. We here in Connecticut have sovereign powers to protect our people, and we're going to take every action we can to do so.
Attorney General Tong is currently engaged in multiple lawsuits with the Trump administration, with the promise of more to come. And while state officials and residents continue to express their displeasure, it still remains to be seen if any of it will have an effect in Washington. For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.